It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
Want to go do karaoke tonight?
On Wednesday, where?
Down south. I'll give him a plug just today.
No.
Ned Kelly's. It's skirt night.
It's Wednesday.
It's skirt night.
I have a video shoot tomorrow at noon, which means I should be here for the show.
Yay, show!
Yeah. I get to, so you know the movie V for Vendetta? They wanted a guy who could just, like, have a big head and be, like, this angry chancellor type guy. So that's what I get to do tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yeah. No.
Perfect, perfect casting.
Yeah.
Large and angry.
Yeah. So I get to do that tomorrow for a few hours.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't, I know the guy that's shooting the video, so.
No, so anyway, it's skirt night. So if you get in a skirt, you can wear, what is it, like, 50-cent drinks? It's not. Like, I don't know what it is, but something. You get something special if you wear a skirt.
Yeah, but by the time I get down there, it's going to be like 10:30, 10:40.
Just warming up?
Yeah, but I've got to get up early to get ready for the video shoot.
Well, you know, think of how angry you'll be if you wake up with a hangover.
I cannot. No. No, as it was, last night was more than...
So what were you doing?
So I had a paid gig.
As opposed to this,
well,
but...
Yeah. But I mean, a family had... hired a group of us to go perform and entertain at a bar at a graduation.
Oh, high school graduation?
No, it was like a college thing. Because they were all over 21, so we were on the rooftop of the tavern downtown.
And doing they had, improv?
Nope, singing. We were singing songs. So it was myself and Aubrey and a couple other gals, and we were just singing a bunch of different songs for like 4 hours
for money.
Yeah. It was great.
We were singing songs for money.
What was funny, though, was because they have on the rooftop, I mean, it was packed.
Did you do it? Did you sing?
What?
Up on the roof?
I did not.
You should have.
I know, I should have.
It's a wasted chance, man.
I know. Well, I didn't. They had a list of songs they wanted us to sing.
But you're up on the roof.
That was not on that list. It was not on the list.
That's stupid. You could have added one.
We probably could have. Probably could have tossed it in there. They weren't really paying attention anyway, and they had a DJ on the other side of the roof, so they were super loud, and everyone is hammered. You know, all these 20-somethings running around.
Really? Down in Lodo?
Yeah, that's paying $10 weird. A drink.
That's kind of weird.
I know, it's crazy.
That there's young people getting wasted down in Lodo?
I'm like, how do they afford this? I couldn't afford this when I was their age. And those drinks are expensive. One of the gals that was with us bought 5 shots, dropped $60. For 5 shots.
What were you drinking? Gold?
I didn't. No. It was like a Red Bull and vodka shot or something. Yeah, it's way, way pricey to drink there.
Well, if you're gonna go downtown, you're gonna pay for it, I guess.
Yeah. Which is why I don't go to Lodo very often anymore. I mean, I live right there. I just don't go down to those bars anymore because they're all expensive.
Because you're the old guy in the club, man.
I am. I went to the bathroom and I looked at myself in the mirror as I was coming out. I'm like, oh, I am the old guy in the club right now.
Yeah. I'm the chaperone.
Yeah, right. Well, fortunately, we were all ones. We were in a private, like, fenced off area of the rooftop. So it was just the people in the party. So I didn't feel like I was too out of place. But to get out, I had to go through the dance floor. I felt a little out of place there.
Did you bust a move?
No.
You got it.
I did not bust moves. I did not bust a move of any kind. Those people are crazy out there. I didn't dance when I was younger. Why would I dance now that I'm older? I knew better then. I still know better. So.
Oh, I just have this vision of you dancing. Do the Wookiee shake.
It'd be like Elaine from Seinfeld. Just all arms and feet.
My lack of memory is growing on you.
I almost said Friends. I'm like, oh, it's
wouldn't have been Friends.
No, nope, it was. Sorry,
they were Friends.
I got it though.
Yes, eventually.
I got it. Didn't take that long.
So we should talk a little. I mean, I just wanted to kind of revisit with Terry Fry. And you really didn't have a chance. And yesterday I said about Terry Fry that, first of all, you know, we've come to this point where sort of everyone's about gotcha and everything is everyone's looking to get people. But on the other hand, you got to know in today's day and age, basically, when I give people lessons on how to use Twitter, I say, don't tweet anything that you wouldn't say personally to a person much larger than you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's because, if you're gonna say so, Big Fuzz is much larger than me, and by height, but I have to think if I'm gonna say anything on Twitter, I'm saying it to him, and I'm gonna tell it to him in his face, and is he gonna hit me?
Right.
And if like someone's gonna hit me because I say something, I probably shouldn't say that on Twitter.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
And so what happens? But what happens though then, is that both, everyone jumps in where you have the one side going, oh my god, racist, and the other ones are like, you're a racist, and then that's why I don't use Twitter.
So I'm guessing this is the actual tweet. He is very uncomfortable with the Japanese driver winning the Indianapolis 500 during Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad... I mean, I don't think that that's necessarily a bad tweet. It's not a good tweet. It could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse. And in my head, I was thinking that it was a lot worse. So now that I'm looking at this...
Okay. See, I don't think it's worth firing, but in this day and age...
And I don't either.
But see, anymore, you do this and people are just going to fire you. Because what's kind of happened is, professional outrage is all the rage right now. And this is nothing political or nothing, anything like that, but it's coming because it's coming from all sides. But right now, the she thing is professional outrage at whatever it is. And anytime the one side can get the scalp of another side, it's sort of a win. It's sort of like, it really has become sport. It's really become sport, almost like gladiators, except 100% less death.
Well,
for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
But listen, but if you're going to be outraged about someone saying that, then you better be outraged when it's someone on your own side doing it. That's kind of where I'm at.
See, you view everything through the prism of conservatism and liberalism.
No, I don't think of it that way.
And I don't. See, I don't look at this as a conservative or liberal issue.
I don't look at it as a conservative or liberalist issue. I look at this as being consistent. Okay? I personally am not going to be firing people because they make a mistake. I'm going to have a talk with them about it, and I'm going to make them apologize. I wouldn't have fired him for that. But
he could have chosen his words better.
Yeah, well, yes. Probably 100% less Japanese in that whole, that's unfortunate. I mean, you get sentiment.
Well, I guess it. One guy, that was a long time ago. Why does it?
His dad flew missions.
My grandfather fought at Iwo Jima, but I mean, come on, let it go.
Your grandfather fought at Iwo Jima?
My grandfather fought at Iwo Jima.
Was he really? Did he have fun?
No, he did not. Not at all. I saw the pictures. He took pictures while he was there.
Really?
And when he died.
Here's the picture of me with my head in the sand. Here's another picture with me with my head in the sand.
The Marines didn't do a lot of head in the sand on Iwo Jima. They did a lot of shooting and burning and killing and dying. I think I wouldn't have fired him for that. I would not have fired him. I probably would have suspended him because he doesn't have a history. He doesn't have a...
But... Listen, there. Lots of people have been, and this is where I'm all about being consistent. Lots of people are on all spectrums of politics. I'm not talking about this in conservative or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have been roasted for making mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think maybe it's time for all of us to take a step back and start, thinking, okay, I'll let that one go.
But I don't even think this was, was there a ton of outrage from readers? Frankly, this smells more to me like the Denver Post, who are moving their offices outside of Denver now anyway. They're moving out of downtown. Sounds to me like an easy way to get rid of a salary dump. Hey, you know what? Let's let's use this to get rid of Terry Fry. We don't have to pay him. We can save some money while we get out of town.
Probably that, too.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. There's no reason you need to fire him for this.
Unless he's making too much money.
Columnist? Yeah, he probably is.
No! Oh, you make too much money.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.